from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom and Sybil and Damon. Now, listen, you guys may not remember the name Kimberly Smedley. She was in the news a few years back after a very public conviction. She was traveling the country, injecting customers' buttocks with silicone and used super glue to prevent it from leaking out. Now, the procedure is dangerous, as we all know. We've heard it in the news and has proved to be deadly. Now, Smedley was arrested and sentenced to time in prison. Now she's trying to get her life together and is among a group of five women starring in a new docuseries on Centric TV called From the Bottom Up. It is executive produced by Queen Latifah. No pun intended there. Now, we'll see these women. It's the name of the show. We will see these women, Tom, trying to get their lives back together after a very public fall from grace. I'm going inside her story with Kimberly Smedley. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
You know, the series begins tomorrow night on Centric. The African-American community, as you know, can be very supportive of people who fall from grace, but they can also be very critical. Are you ready for the public?
Yes. You know, I'm so thankful that I've gotten over by being judged by the public, you know, when I was going through the case and all of the media was there. I've kind of gotten over that fear and moved on.
So, started yes, from I'm the bottom, ready. Now you're here?
Now I'm here, absolutely.
Lord, the name is interesting considering your situation, the name of the show. I'm sure you've heard all the jokes. So let me ask you what you probably will talk about on the show, and that is that you made millions injecting people's buttocks with construction-grade silicone. You knew it was illegal.
Hold on a second.
The
construction grade silicone, that's definitely not accurate. So we'll move on from that. And the reason
we'll straighten it out for us, Kimberly, because that's what was in the
what was it?
It was medical grade silicone, and the reason I was charged like I was charged was simply because I would not involve the doctor that I was receiving the silicone from. So that was something that I chose not to involve him in. And for that, you know, I don't know if people know how the federal government works, but it's like if you don't disclose where you got it from, then, oh, okay, so we see that you have receipts from Home Depot where you were buying silicone. Hold on a minute. But I was a home builder. I used to build houses. That's part of my career that I had. So it's like when they added it up, there's no way for me to, how much silicone could I purchase from Home Depot to inject into people? They came up with like $200 in receipts from silicone and other supplies that I bought from Home Depot. Okay, but you know, you kind of just move on from it, and I still don't talk about my case that much because I'm still on federal probation, but just know that it was definitely not construction grade silicone. No.
Okay. So it was not that. So you weren't convicted for specifically doing that.
Oh no, my case did not even involve the injection of silicone. I was charged with conspiracy to commit interstate commerce.
Okay. Were you actually injecting people with silicone?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And were these black women?
Where were you doing these injections?
I did them all across the country. I mean, in hotel rooms, I would go to my clients' homes. They weren't all black women. You know, I had women from all different walks of life. I mean, some of the celebrities that you see on TV right now were my clients. You
oh,
know?
Like and, who?
You all are paying me to name names. So we not gonna go there.
But will you tell this on the TV show?
Well, we talk about it a little bit, but you know, the burden of proof lies on me, and I'm not walking around with pictures of the people that I injected. However, I do talk about it in the book. I have a book that's out.
Of
and
course.
Yeah, I talk about it in my book.
You name names in the book?
It's very deep in the book.
You have pictures in the book?
No, I don't have pictures in the book. I don't, but the book is titled The Backside of the Story. It's a great read, and you know I'm going to plug the book now.
You're going to plug a few things.
I think that's what got her in trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, You know what? It's all good.
But Kimberly, why? What led to you being a part of this reality show? Were you hesitant at first, or did you see this was an opportunity to, you know, get your life back together?
Well, let me share this with you. The hustler's code is you never tell your business. Mm-hmm. So it was very difficult for me to share my story, even when I decided to do the reality show. It's something that I was kind of pushed into. You know, my publicist was like, girl, you need to go ahead and do it. You know, you're almost 50 years old. What are you going to do to be able to start over? You know, you need a platform. So I went and I met with Nikki, and Nikki assured
me. Nikki
Gilbert, yes, assured me that this was a different type of reality show. You know, it wasn't like one of the housewives show where the women would be fighting and, you know, carrying on in that manner. So when she and I talked about it, I was still a little hesitant. And I will tell you this, up until we finished taping the first season, mm-hmm. they were still on me about me opening up. So it's definitely been a process for me. But, you know, it's like sometimes when things change in your life, like I will be completely honest and say up until the day I walked into prison, I felt like I was there for, you know, I shouldn't be there. I was like, why am I coming to prison? I didn't kill anybody, you know, and nobody suffered. I've been doing this for 12 years. My clients are happy. You know, I had a lot of grandiose behavior.
Right.
So it took a lot for me to be able to see my faults. And now that I see my faults, I want people to know that I'm not that person that I thought I was, and I don't want people to perceive me in the wrong manner. You know,
right.
I've changed.
Did any of the inmates try to get you to hook them up?
You know, honey, let me tell you something. I'm out and people are still hitting me up on my website about hooking them up. So,
really?
Yes, definitely. Oh, I kid you not. Yeah. So, you know.
Have you been tempted to get back into it?
Absolutely. When you're sitting around broke and don't have money and trying to figure out how to put things together. But here's the thing. I will not go back to prison. So that's not a choice for me.
All right.
Yeah, well, Kimberly Smedley, it'll be interesting to see it all unfold. It's From the Bottom Up. It will be on Centric tomorrow night, and then it'll be a 6-part docuseries, guys. Kimberly, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate
it. Okay, thank you for having me.
Good luck to you.